Anybody waiting to hear that you are fallen will wait forever. I say it to you again, anybody waiting to hear that your company has gone down, that you are no longer anointed, that prophetic grace is not there, they will wait forever. There is a hand that holds the believer, except you choose to jump out of that hand by yourself. Now, let me teach you something. Do you know the higher you rise, the more painful the fall? The person who is on the ground, if he just rolls to the other side, he didn't fall, he just rolled. But the more you are elevated, it becomes a fall with respect to your current distance. If somebody falls from the top of this building, you will most likely die. If someone falls, that's why there are almost no survivors in a plane crash, because of the altitude. When you have an accident with a bicycle, even a car, it's possible to have survivors. They may be injured, but they'll survive. But from the air, not even with the aid, all of those things, most likely they will die. That means the higher you rise, you need to not just study how results are produced, but how you continue to produce results. Are we together? It is the reason why we look up to the fathers jealously and we honor them. Do you know why? The reason is because there is something. We know how to produce results too, but we don't know how to remain yet. They are the ones who will teach us how to remain. And let me teach you, if you are a young minister here, listen carefully. That you have result today does not mean you will have it in